I was going to Powderhorn with my school. Powderhorn is a sort of small ski slope compared to like Aspen's and Crested Butte, but it's really fun because it's smaller and you know like every trail. And when we usually get there, we get all of our stuff out of the car. We put our skis or snowboards on the racks, and then we go in. We get dressed for the day, and we get our ski pass from one of our teachers. And then if we are on time, we can get some warm-up runs and then go with the ski group. So we met our teacher after a couple warm-up runs, and he was really cool. We were skiing with him the whole entire day, and he showed us this one jump that was pretty big. It was really fun. And we were doing that quite a lot, and we did this other jump where you would try to do a 360 or 180. And once I did a 360 and almost ended it. If you land it right, you like go off to the jump, and it's like taking off from an airplane. Your stomach like goes in, up into your throat, and then when you land, it goes back down. And it feels really good. So we got out and we did one run. I think we did Yoo-Hoo, and that's one of my favorites so far. And then we went down Maverick. That's one of my favorites too, because all the jumps that our ski instructor showed us. And one of the fun jumps, I tried to do a spread eagle, and I went too far back and landed weird and sort of hit my head, but not really. And then we stopped for the other jump. That was a lot bigger. And we were waiting for Matthew's mom, one of my friends. And we were waiting quite a lot, like 5 minutes. And then I went down because I sort of saw her. I don't know if it was her. It might have been somebody else. And I called my drop, and I was going down, did a lot of turns. And then my last turn, then I went off the jump. And when I was going in the air, I remember looking down. And then I blacked out. And then I woke up and everybody was gathered around asking me questions.
You okay? You okay, man? Dude, come on.
And then the ski patrol brought me down in a toboggan thing, sled. When I was going down the toboggan, there were a lot of clouds, but I was telling this to my friends. They said there were no clouds, so I don't know. There's this one guy that was, I guess, trained to tell if you have a concussion or something. And it's happened a lot with them, apparently. And he, like, from asking me the questions, he knew that I had a concussion. We went home in Matthew's mom's car, Lisa, and I sat in the back with my friends Milo and James. It was really fun going back because we talked a lot. And then when I got home, my parents asked me a lot of questions. They were really worried. And then I remember going to bed. And then when I woke up, my neck was super stiff and sore. And I didn't really feel like doing anything. 3 days later, I got invited to go skiing at the same slope, Powderhorn. And I didn't hit that jump because they sort of destroyed it.